We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Author's Corner segment. I'm excited to welcome the program, Janet Ickes. You're the author of Money Does Not Send Itself. Spend Itself. Where did it go? And I would love to know, where did my money go? So, Janet, that's why the expert that we need to have on the program, especially during COVID-19 and these challenges, where does our money go? And where if we don't stay organized, we're in a lot of trouble, aren't we?
Absolutely. And especially since this whole pandemic thing has hit, what is happening is people are stressed out because they have no idea what has been happening with their money. It has been crazy. And if they didn't have a plan in place, it was magnified now. So they really have no idea because, as you mentioned, they weren't organized. They weren't taking the time to make sure they had a system in place, which has caused a lot of havoc, a lot of stress, a lot of frustration.
Because if we lose a job and you're not counting on that, and you live paycheck to paycheck, but it was okay living paycheck to paycheck because it was a pretty big paycheck, then what happens if you have no emergency fund or anything to protect you when the shoe?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. And that's where it doesn't have to be complicated. I was very blessed. I actually had a very solid foundation when it came to money. When I went to buy my first car, my dad made me give me a budget to him before I was allowed to go get it. So I thought everybody understood numbers. And as I started networking, getting out into the business world, I've owned my small business for a long time, and I just automatically tracked it because that's what I needed to do. That's what my dad taught me to do from day one. And too many people are not doing that. So they were stressed out. They were running businesses that they weren't taking a paycheck from because the foundation wasn't in place. And that's kind of where the book came from, is money doesn't spend itself. So where did it go? You know, you've got to build that solid financial foundation. And that's what this book helps folks to do.
And that's so true. You got to build that solid financial foundation because you never know what's going to happen next.
And we don't.
And why can't people live like you, Janet, and teach other people that you do teach other people, but why can't we? Why do we understand that we can always put it on a credit card? We always can have a loan. We always can, do whatever we can to buy it now, and mm-hmm. we should wait.
And that's what makes it so crazy is this, too often it's too easy, especially now, even with Amazon. My goodness, how many people go out and just spend it on that credit card and it shows up on the door and then all of a sudden the bill comes and now you're panicked because you didn't plan ahead for that. I always, even with my son, I have a teenager. No matter if you're using your credit card or not, you need to know what money you're putting on that credit card because that's just the same as cash. It's just a convenience. It is not the end all be all. You can't just keep charging and charging, charging, because then you land in debt. And sometimes that gets confusing. Sometimes numbers are confusing, but they don't have to be. And that's what I really want to get back to that foundation, get back to the basics, which means you're tracking it, which means that you are taking time out to work on your business, on your personal, because it doesn't matter if you're in personal or if you're in business, they mirror each other. So that foundation needs to be in place in order to do that. So you can answer the question, where did my money go? You can say, okay, I know what I'm going to do when A, B, and C happens, and you know where to start.
What about investing in your business, especially if you don't have other people's money, which a lot of people don't have, right?
They do not. But you have some kind of sales coming in. And if you're proactive with the money that's coming in and investing in your business there, then you're actually able to start planning, even if it's a dollar here and there. You start slow and you start investing in your business, which is what we need to do, because ultimately that's what you're looking for your business to do, is to be, you should be getting a paycheck from your business if you are in business. At least I'm thinking that's why most people get into business.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm wrong, but in my opinion, I think you probably want to get a paycheck from that.
And so when you're at this certain point, it's kind of, sometimes you could be spending not enough for yourself to make more money. So
exactly.
Your expertise level, you're not just looking at when to invest, but why to invest, right? Because there's times we do need to spend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you want to be smart about what you're investing in your business. And I mean, I'm a firm believer, like a lot of times you may have to invest to get the support you need to be able to run your business effectively. As a solopreneur, I deal with a lot of solopreneurs and they just don't like the numbers or it's challenging for them. So therefore, if you invest in the support to help you, that's always one way to be looking, because surround yourself with folks that are going to elevate together. and be working with it from there. So I think that's also an important thing, and always learning and always looking to grow. So it definitely is very important to do that.
So your book's broken down in this specific ways to speak to the business owner and the personal, or somebody that's a business owner and has a personal budget, how they work with both of those budgets.
Exactly. One step at a time. I always say, how do you eat an elephant? You eat it one bite at a time. And that's what I broke it down. I really worked through 8 specific bites to be able. And that first bite a lot of times is actually scheduling some time to work on your business. You know, another bite is simply tracking it. So we take it back to the basics so that the bites are simple and easy to do. Easy may not be the best word, but I guarantee you they are simple. And that's what I really encourage folks to be, is it can be simple if you're willing to work through the process.
Definitely. Simple to work through that process. And how to make things simple is such a challenge, because
it can be.
Because you're just like, what can I do next? What am I going to do next? So for myself, looking at, you know, the particulars of investing and looking at, well, how do I spend more time really organizing myself financially in my business and to understand what comes in and comes out? What do you recommend someone like myself doing?
The first thing I would recommend is make the commitment and actually schedule yourself, say, an hour a week. Actually take that first step. Make it an appointment. Make it as important as a doctor's appointment, and don't miss it. You need to schedule yourself some time to work on your business. So when you do that and you're committed to doing it, then you're actually going to go to the second step, which is getting a system in place to start tracking your numbers. So when you start tracking your income and your expenses, now all of a sudden you can be proactive going forward instead of being reactive, which too many people have been.
That's so true. And because you're scheduling that time, and that means you, I know we all pay our payroll, we pay our different people. We don't spend time to track what we're spending.
Exactly.
How we're spending. And how much money can you save, but also how can you make sure that you don't run into certain situations like a pandemic that could destroy your business, or a slow time for your business if you're not tracking these things.
Exactly. And without it, you can't grow either. There's no way to grow. You're cutting yourself short if you don't have that system in place to get that track, because you got to be looking at it. You've got to be constantly evaluating, constantly knowing whether you're profitable, because unless you're profitable, the money's not in your pocket. And that's ultimately where you're looking at for it to be. I much assume that most folks would want to increase their profit so it's in their pocket versus going who knows where, because they have no idea where their money is gone.
And scheduling that hour a week or 2 hours a week mm-hmm. is very, very important. Until you understand completely, then you can outsource portions of that after that fact, right? But you first.
Exactly.
Because if you don't understand it, forget about it. It's just not going to
exactly.
happen.
Exactly. Exactly. But it doesn't have to be complicated. And that's what I always seem to find is me, I like numbers. Most people do not, but it doesn't have to be complicated. And that's, I think, where I vary so differently when I work with my clients, because we can find ways. I always say, you know, I guess I have an accounting background. However, I'll work in a box, but my box does not have square corners, because we've got to find a system that's going to work for them, because the very best system for the person to track, to get everything in line, is the one they're going to use. And that is just so important. It's the one they're going to use.
All right. So best place we can find information on you, Janet, is where can we go?
Well, I would encourage, if you'd like to learn a little bit more about the book, this is the book, Money Doesn't Spend Itself. So where'd it go? And it's to help you build a solid foundation when it comes to your money. And it can be, if you just do moneydoesn'tspenditself.com, you'll get more information, right? Take all the punctuation out, moneydoesn'tspenditself.com. So I tried to make it very, very simple. And you can get information right there and then branch out from there. And also just looking at there. And I just encourage everyone to take control of their money.
And where else this book is not just for an entrepreneur, but also a person that's trying to save money.
Exactly. The principles are the same. And whether it's in your business or your professional life, that's doesn't change, because the foundation is the same, whether it is in your personal or business. And that's what we go over, is the principles and foundations needed to make sure you have control of your money.
So either your business or your personal life are the types of clients you deal with. So you deal with some clients that are just for the personal mm-hmm. and then some that are just business.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. And very often they tend to be both.
Well, absolutely.
They mirror and they go together. And I do, with all the networking and stuff, working together with a lot of solopreneurs and service-based entrepreneurs that need to get that under control. And that's what we do, is we put it together for them. We put the puzzle pieces together and I help them to go ahead and move forward with that.
Well, Janet, thanks for stopping by and such great information. And I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. It was great to talk with you today.
Take care. Thanks again.
Bye.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.